as Burlington Township comes out here. They will send their starting quarterback number 3, Trotman, out as a wide receiver. Palanchar will start at quarterback and get drilled. Ray Fattoruso off the edge gets the sack, his 7th sack of the season. Yikes.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to take a trip to the Burlington sideline, find out about our quarterback.
Well, he's in the game.
He's that wide receiver. I'm sorry, Matt. Yes, he is. Wide left right here.
He will stay in as a receiver to the left. Palanchar will stay in at the quarterback spot. Was the team's leading receiver coming in. This one thrown into the dirt at the 20-yard line. The intended target was Sam Gillison.
Boy, this is really perplexing.
Yeah, strange move.
I mean, Trotman had had hit a couple of passes in the first half. Did throw the one bad interception. Looks like he's going back to quarterback now on third down. Now, it's a 3rd and 16.
Yeah, get us a first down now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, he's loosening up his arm like in a windmill fashion. Perhaps, maybe it's hurting him a little bit. We'll try to find out.
Third down and long. 3rd and about 16 for Trotman. Back to work. Gets the snap out of the shotgun. Here comes the rush. Flips it into the flat. That catch is made by Palanchar, who just was playing quarterback. This is going to be plus 15. Way late hit out of bounds.
Well, let me tell you what. The official missed the block in the back. Fattoruso went to make the tackle. I mean, right in front of the official. He was hit in the back. They're not going to call that, but then they're going to get him for 15 for a late hit, and this will really get the Falcons out of a hole.
The late hit call was the right call, but would agree that
absolutely,
the block in the back was certainly missed. End of three, Manalapan leading Sayreville 28-0. End of three as well. Point Pleasant Beach on top of Burlington, 34 now to 14. So with the plus 15, ball moved down to the 43-yard line of Burlington Township. Trotman going to operate from the quarterback spot. Has two receivers off to his right, one back to the left, 3 into the pattern. Dancing around, finding Gillison as the safety valve. Dump down pass at the 45, falls forward to the 46-yard line. Coverage and the tackle made by James Giuliano.
He might have re-injured that ankle.
Yeah, well, he came out in the first half, too. Remember, late first half, now in trouble again.
And he just banged the ground in disgust. I think he knew right away as he went to make the tackle. He might have turned that, as Ed said, that high ankle sprain. That's an injury that can plague athletes for weeks, sometimes even months.
Yeah, you keep thinking it's okay, and you try to come back on it early, and definitely the ankle because he's limping off. By the way, let's try to get the ball to number 21, Rover, huh? I mean, they're only single covering him. I just looked on that last series, and they only have one man, and he's about 10 yards off the ball. I think we got to try and get it to Rover.
Felici will replace Giuliano at that inside backer spot.
Trotman from the shotgun on 2nd and 7 with 10:45 to go in the third quarter. Brick showing pressure. Here comes Fattoruso. Trotman reads it, going to tuck it and run. Get to midfield, a little bit more, dance on the far sideline, and step out of bounds at the 40-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down. A 14-yard pickup will make it 1st and 10 from the Brick 40-yard line.
That's a nice job by Khalil Trotman that time, the junior.
Long punt return for Northern Burlington has made the game with Barnegat pretty close. 21-19 now all of a sudden. Barnegat leading by just 2. 3-man front for Brick. Here comes a 4th off the edge. They pick up the blitz. Burlington does. This one thrown deep down the seam, but nobody in the vicinity in a white shirt at that time. Dominic Joseph, the first man there, off a tough pass from Trotman, who is noticeably limping right now. Make it 2nd and 10.
Which could be maybe another reason why he didn't start a quarterback. By the way, Weequake has scored again. They lead Lakewood 20-0.
Weequake an undefeated 9-0 on the year.
That would be Rumson's next opponent if the Bulldogs can hold on. 2nd and 10. two-receiver set either way. Receivers up on the line as the close men. Slot receivers far to the outside. Here's a pass to Dominique Joseph thrown at the 40-yard line. We'll get forward to the 35. Fattaruso and Jacquez Johnson on the tackle. Five-yard pickup. Make it second and five.
Hopewell Valley has added a field goal, Matt, so they now lead Ocean 24-14. 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter.
Big Red, the two seed in that one, in trouble.
This is beginning to look like one of those old-time football games as the uniforms begin to get muddied up. Something you don't see on the turf fields. Timeout. Brick.
Green Dragons will use one on the defensive side here. 9:47 to go with Brick leading 28-10. Looks like the rain has let up, Ed, right? All right.
Good report. Don't forget, coming up at the end of tonight's game, we'll award our Cleese Bar and Grill Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. Our recipient will get a $25 gift certificate to Cleese and a beautiful, beautiful engraved plaque award from Ocean Trophies Route 9 in Lenoka Harbor, the official trophy supplier of the Shore Sports Network.
Just a bit outside. 9:47 to play in this one. Here's what we can tell you. We're going to talk about all of these games and set you for the Thanksgiving Day schedule coming up on Wednesday night this week. Not in our regular Thursday spot, obviously, with the holiday. Wednesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. They take a half hour away from us, those guys at the Water Street Grill do. But we'll have plenty of time to break down round two and set you up for the Turkey Day traditions that exist around the Shore Conference coming up Wednesday night right here on 105.7 The Hawk. From the shotgun, Trotman going to give it off to Rover, off tackle, left side. He'll pick up three, maybe four, out close to the 30-yard line. Finelli and Ferlisi in on the stop. It'll be fourth down and one, and certainly a four-down situation here for Burlington Township. They trail by 18. It's 28-10, 9:25 and rolling. Fourth down and a little more than a yard. Let's make it a yard and a half, so fourth and a long one. Single receiver set left. Out of the power eye, it'll be Rover. He'll have the first down and more. Inside the 20, dancing inside the 15. Good, hard, solid run. Inside the 10, inside the 5, and stopped inside the 2-yard line. 29-yard pickup for Jasim Rover, who has played so well here tonight for this Burlington Township football team on both sides of the football.
He is the real deal. There is no doubt about it.
Well, that time, instead of going with the power eye, they took out one of the power eye backs and spread him out wide, which removed one of the Brick linebackers, which gave him a little bit more room on the edge. Now they're back in the power eye.
Power eye set here, shaded to the right. Brick going to stack him up and stuff him at the 4-yard line. About a 2-yard loss. Good forward push that time. Jacob Layton, number 99. Tim Cardoso, number 3, off the edge.
Better put that formation to bed, right, guys? That has not worked all night. Better off when they spread out the Dragons. Too many big-time players inside when they go power eye. They're back in it again.
This time the power of the formation is to the left. Joseph and Taylor looking to lead the way here for Rover. Hit in the backfield again by Ferlisi. Not going to get in this time either. We'll get back a yard down to the 3-yard line. Credit for Lisi coming through and busting the play up. Ula Fanula and Layton both there on the tackle. Third down now and goal from the 3-yard line. 7:45 to go in this third quarter.
Do I have to say it again? Put that power eye to bed. There they back in it. Just no room inside.
Dominique Joseph, Greg Taylor, again leading the way here for Rover. Off the right side, it's got some room this time, and gets into the end zone with no problem. Six on the board with a possibility for seven right after that stop on the last couple of plays. They went wide, at least they did, outside the tackles, and Rover able to get into the end zone for the second time tonight.
Yeah, that time they pitched it to him, and he went off of the right side. Easy pickup for the touchdown, and Burlington Township right back in this one.
Jasim Rover, his 11th rushing touchdown of the season. Here's Andrew Biglin on for the extra point out of the hold of Dave Vaselli. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It is right through the uprights. And we are back now to having ourselves a football game on our hands in the second half. 7:27 to go in the third quarter. Brick 28 and Burlington Township 17. We're back in 30 seconds with more high school state playoff action on the Shore Sports Network. Armin Kevin Williams and Ed Sarluka, the crew for our Friday night game of the week, round two of the state playoffs, 28-17 in favor of Brick over Northern Burlington on the ensuing kickoff. This one a high end-over-end job to Tommy Leach, who will run it out over the 25, get to the 27-yard line where it'll be first and 10.
Shore has opened up a 15-6 lead on Asbury Park. So if that game and the Point Beach game hold up, you will have back-to-back meetings between the Blue Devils and the Garnet Gulls, one for a division title, the other for a state sectional crown.
Something that was anticipated last year, but Point Beach didn't hold up their end of the bargain. They were bounced in the semifinals by Florence and then wound up winning that Thanksgiving Day game and taking the division championship. Here, Brick will have it first and 10. Scalfani into the open field. 45 at the 50 and taken down in Burlington Township territory at the 48-yard line.
Well, after a couple of possessions in which they really did nothing on offense and had to punt it away, that's the first time Brick has broken anything in a long time since kind of midway through the second quarter.
Actually, it was the nine-minute mark of the second quarter when Scalfani scored his fourth touchdown off the interception by Matty Olafalana.
First down and 10 for Scalfani. Trips off to the right. Here is the gift to Fattaruso. Trying to turn the corner. He can. Inside the 40, 35, 30. Got a blocker in front down to the 20. Spins forward and dives to the 17-yard line. Good old-fashioned hard run from Ray Fattaruso. I'll tell you what, quickly becoming one of my favorite guys to watch. Plays the football with a lot of passion, and that time gets a 31-yard run off the right side.
Matt, I'll tell you what, he is just a football player, that young man, and he's got a whole nother year here. He is something to watch.
So does Scalfani. This is going to be a dynamite backfield next season as well. Here is Fattaruso off the left side, looking to bounce his way forward, gets down inside the 10, dragged down at about the 8-yard line. That'll be a gain of close to 10. It'll depend on the spot of the football. Might be a first down or just outside of the first down mark. Looks like they'll call it second and short. Midway through our third quarter, 28-17, Brick. Green Dragons trying to answer back and not allow Burlington Township to get this one any closer. Tight end two receiver set off to the right side. Up the middle, Fattaruso just looking for the first down. I think he's going to have that, not by a whole lot, but down inside the 8. Referee will look at it, and they're going to say just short. So third down and less than a yard, about a football's length away.
This drive also serving a second purpose, Matt, and that is it's burning some time off the clock.
Jacquez Johnson will run the play in from the sideline. Brick breaking from the huddle. We're down now to the 5-minute mark. Off the direct snap, Scalfani will have the first down, down close to the 6, where it'll be first and goal now for Brick. Tackle made by Rover. You can pretty much say that after every Brick offensive play in Burlington Township tackle.
He's got to have 15 tackles already.
I think at least. I mean, he's been involved on almost every single tackle.
Well, look at his jersey.
It's, yeah, exactly.
Completely covered with mud and dirt. Been all over the field. Great player.
That Shore-Asbury Park game now a final. Shore has beaten the Blue Bishops 15-6. Off the direct snap, Scalfani trying to make it 5. He is in for the touchdown.
Coming back, though, Matt. Coming back.
A flag thrown at the line of scrimmage by the umpire. That usually tells you hold, and it is.
Way behind the play also. Thrown after Scalfani had broken the offensive tackle and was heading to the end zone. Outside of the numbers, the flag was thrown. Maybe it took him a while to get it out of his pocket.
Back up to the line here for Scalfani. Two back set. Man in motion. They'll fake the jet sweep. Scalfani will keep up the middle. Get down to the 12-yard line. Gain of about 5. Make it second and goal from outside the 10. 4 minutes now remaining in this third quarter.
Now you got to think about Scalfani missing, what, 2.5 games. Played last week, but was not a major factor. It was mostly Ray Fattoruso. May not be in the top shape that he could be in if he had played the entire season.
3 minutes to go up in Rumson. Their game with Rahway now tied at 21. Two receivers set as number 22, Alex Murator, has checked into the game. Here is Fattoruso. Not much to work with off the right side. Cuts up. At the hash mark, gets down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. 2-yard pickup, now third down and goal from the 9.
Okay, let's look at the score here now, guys. 3 points would put them up 14. Field goal might be an option here if they don't pick it up on this third down.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt it's an option. Let's see if Brick throws the ball for the first time tonight. On this third down and goal from
well,
the 8.
They did throw it in the first half.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they did. I remember Scalfani throwing it down in near the opposite end zone.
Empty back set. Scalfani fakes the pass to the outside. Dives forward inside the 5-yard line. Gets to the 3. The decision may be a little bit more difficult being a little closer, but this is basically an extra point right now is what it is, and it's in the middle of the field.
Yeah, they're going to kick it. Good call.
And they will send down the field goal team. Anthony Starego, 1 of 2 on the season from the field goal. We were here for the miss. That was
yes,
in the Jackson game.
That sure was. Hit the left upright. By the way, Matt, I would bet Sarluga a cup of coffee that Brick had not thrown a pass.
Yeah, they did. I'm telling you, they
did. He went back to pass and then ran the ball instead.
Carmen Scalfani, the holder. Good snap, good hold. The kick is up. Good leg for Starego, and that one is good. So call that a 21-yard field goal for Anthony Starego. And with 2:07, Brick has now gone up by a 14-point spread, 31-17. We take a quick timeout. We're back right after this 30-second spot. You're listening to High School Football on the Shore Sports Network. 2:07 to go here in this third quarter with Burlington Township getting set to get the football back. We know the winner of this one goes into the finals. Their opponent yet to be determined. That game tomorrow, Colts Neck, the 3 seed, will take on number 2, Nottingham. That's a Saturday afternoon game, I believe, a 1 o'clock kickoff.
Mm-hmm. I think they're all 1 o'clock tomorrow, everything.
And, of course, the finals will be set. They set that schedule usually after the Thanksgiving Day games, don't they?
Do they wait till after Thanksgiving?
I don't believe so. I think they'll set it on Sunday and probably
I'm gonna agree
name
with
it
that.
On Monday.
I think by Monday we'll know officially.
Yeah, logistics involved.
Of course, the neutral sites in play there. Rutgers on a Sunday, MetLife Stadium over the course of the weekend. Rowan, Kane, and
TCNJ,
the site. Steve Ferlisi on to kickoff after the 23-yard field goal by Starego. Low bouncing kick. Guarino slips as he picks it up. Good head of steam, though, off the far side hash mark. And stop shy of the 30-yard line at the 28, where it'll be first and 10 for this Falcon offense.
See who made the tackle, Matt?
Fattoruso.
Of course.
Now, you said Fattoruso for Brick and Rover for Burlington Township. There's a pretty good chance you're right tonight on defense or tackle-wise.
Exactly.
By the way, I do like sweet and low and a little milk in my coffee, Kevin. Official statistics, Brick has thrown two passes tonight. Thank you.
I don't remember him.
Trotman from the shotgun.
I'm perplexed.
Trips off to the left. Single receiver is Rover up top to the right. Looking in the direction of the right. Wanting Rover. He's got him down the far sideline. Catch is made at the 42. Falling to get the football at the 40. Nice pickup there. Call it a 31-yard pitch and catch. Trotman to Jasim Rover.
Yeah, he beat Petra down the right sideline, and that was a well-thrown ball and a nice job stretching out to make the catch.
Trotman back to work here. Flares it in the flat. Catch made by Taylor, and he will be run out of bounds inside the 35 to the 34. Check at the 33-yard line. Tell you what, give credit to this Burlington Township football team. They did it last week, came back against Middletown South. They have not gone quietly into this Friday night. Trotman, out of the gun, gets it, flares it to a wide-open Rover. He's going to have the first down, runs through a tackle at the 25-yard line and gets down to the 23. We believe that was Jacquez Johnson who might want to check the...
Might want to check and make sure he's still got all his organs.
He's got 21 implanted across his chest right
now.
On first and 10, Trotman here looking again. This time wanted Taylor in the flat to his left. Broken up on a nice defensive play. Fattoruso and Johnson both there. And it will bring up a second and 10 with the clock stopped. A buck 20 to go in the third quarter.
I know they don't do it much in high school, Matt, but I would double Rover. I'd put a linebacker or something out on there and at least occupy him. I don't think there's anyone that can cover him one-on-one.
Just keep getting him the ball.
And they're giving him so much room.
And they're up and jamming him now on that
far side.
Far side is Rover as the single receiver. Trotman looking to the near side this time. Wanting number 31, Sam Gillison, can't hang on to it. Ball hit the turf before Gillison could get it. Make it third and 10. Point Beach, by the way, into the final. They beat Burlington City 41-22. All-shore matchup there. No pun intended. Shore Regional and Point Beach will play back-to-back weeks with divisions and state championships on the line in both games. Third and 10. Rover again, far sideline right. Trips set to the left side of the formation. Guarino the single back. Trotman, here comes pressure. Going to step up. Quarterback draw. Good open field tackle made. Steve Ferlisi was there to make the stop. Give credit there to Cardoso as well. Just about a 4-yard gain. It'll be fourth down and 6 with inside of a minute to go in the third.
Boy, it sure looked like he was going to go a lot further on that. As you said, Ferlisi did a great job. This is a big play here. It's final minute of the third quarter.
Huge play for certainly Burlington Township. Try and keep their chances alive to get back into the football game. Trotman taking his time, looking over the defense, walks up to the line. Pressure coming. Here comes Fattoruso. He's got him! One-handed sack by Ray Fattoruso. His right arm went up, came down on Trotman, who was taken down like a swat of a bear paw. And it will be first and 10 for Brick. The Green Dragons hold on downs.
Well, it's only fitting that he would make that big defensive play. He's only done it all night and all season. Promising drive for Burlington Township. Sure looked like they might get within a touchdown, but it ends on downs, and Brick will take over with 26 seconds left in the third quarter.
An important drive, certainly, as well for their cause. On first and 10, Brick will have it. Likely the final play here of the third quarter. Scalfani going to run it off tackle right side off the direct snap and take it over the 30, get to the 33-yard line. Gain of just about six. That'll take us to the end of the third quarter. One more to go. Brick 31, Burlington Township 17. The Green Dragons looking to get themselves into the final and a quarter away from doing just that. We're back in 30 seconds with more high school football action, our Sunday's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.